I know. All right. So all we did yesterday was just a brief introduction into, as I mentioned yesterday, a topic that doesn't seem very interesting on the surface, which is the tearing of tzitzis strings, right? Okay? Okay. Like I said, all we did yesterday was just lay out some of the groundwork to get to this, all right? So there's going to be two shitas in Tosos, two positions that Tosos takes up. We're going to focus on the first one, Tosos A, which is Rabbi Natan's position. And I brought the board in because there's going to you have to actually do a little bit of very simple math, like 2 versus 4 math. No, not quantum. Yeah. Okay. Let's see how this goes. This is another one of these areas where it's the pain is getting through the facts, but then the svaras aren't so bad. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The Tosfos is Elul Garduman. Take it away. I think it's easier that way, no? Okay.
So in the Gemara, Rabbi holds that Chelos and Lavan mock of each other. Hayinu didim nechtu shtechu t'halavan v'neshru shtechu t'echelos ho lehekwas v'parehen kasha.
Okay, so now what does it mean without the simple reading of nifsiku is what?
Cut.
Now, not removed, right? Meaning what? Meaning, of course, he could never say, like someone else suggested, he could never say that, tolerate the idea that if I had 2 of 4, right, that somehow would be kosher. Rather, he's saying that what happens? So there are 2, let's say, tchela strings that are normal and 2 lovan strings that get torn. Okay? It'd still be kosher. Okay, keep going. Good.
So they teach here that if one of the kute amin are cut, then it's kosher because you have the other one that's complete.
Right. Okay, so that's like the most important opening line, okay? Is that what is Rebbe seeking out as a minimum shear? Okay, a min shalem. Okay, so meaning that if I had, it'd be so much easier to get different colors. But anyway, if I had in my tzitzis, right, this, okay, we'll call this tchelas and this lava, okay? So I have a min shalem here, right? Why is it a min shalem? What's the shlemus? What's the shalem attaching to here? What? You mean, no, meaning what? What's, what? No, the length. Meaning I have a full expression of tchelas here. Min shalem here means I have full tchelas.
Because for the lava under the
Ash is picking up, actually, in his sarcastic question, is picking up on a very good point. All right? I was trying to hint at that.
I ask sarcastic questions very often. No part of this was sarcastic.
Oh, you wasn't?
No.
Okay, anyway. So he's making a good point. What Ash is saying is that why does min shalem make a difference? Or in other words, we haven't gotten into Tosos yet, but the nafkamina is obviously going to be, if I have this, right, this would be that, right? But why? Do I have 4 strings here?
Yes.
Okay. So it's true I'm lacking whatever this shalem idea is here, right? But I have 4 strings. I have 2 tchelas and 2 lavan strings, right? Not garduman. This. Torn. Right. So obviously, if all 4 strings were ripped, what are you going to say? Okay. So and he says, "V'chein in nifsiku." Okay. So again, getting back to that point, you need a min echad. Okay. You need a min echad shalom. Okay. All right. Keep going.
Yeah. Hold on. This is like actually important because he says a very similar thing later, where he says,
okay, so that's the first move, right? Today we don't have tchelas. So now we only have love on strings, okay? The anu. Okay. Azay tzarech lizaher. Lizaher. I know you can't read it, sorry. Lizaher. Okay, so now today, what do we have today? We don't have tchelas anymore, okay? We don't have tchelas. Well, we don't have tchelas today, so now what's he saying? He's saying, but it's an interesting thing. Think about what he's suggesting. All right, if I don't have tchelas today, Okay? Let's do another example here. Okay? I have love on, and we'll call this love on in honor of Tlalus. Okay? Okay? Now, let's think about it for a second. If I have four strings, okay? Well, what I would think is that how many of the strings should be ripped, right? Until I say no longer have...
All of them.
Well, why?
Because they're all love on.
Well, you're not, be more precise.
I still have min shalin. If two are ripped.
Right, two are ripped, yeah. Right? Okay, so you have to say that, because you still have a min shalim of what? But then are you suggesting that this is also a min?
It's not. It's
like added on.
Really? What's that saying?
It's filler space. It could be either
it's
one.
Not
right, okay, good. So the question we're going to have to...
It's not a min in terms of being its own min. It's a min in terms of it's not the other.
Okay, very good. Okay, that's good. But vote... But you,
why put them there in the first place?
What?
Why put them there?
That's pretty good.
Because you have to have four strings.
Why?
Who said?
Basella.
I'm
saying, why? Bishama.
Why would you have four if you don't have, like, it's four?
No,
because what Bluth is saying is correct. In other words, the question is that it was really, you needed four strings, okay? And then Tchelos comes along and modifies two of them. Yeah. You weren't here when we did this. It's for sure Masha from the Gemara.
I'm missing
fact. Well, yeah. That the idea since this was four strings, right? With Tchelos modifying. Tchelos comes to modify it. Doesn't take, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying that you need two, right? According to Rebbe, you need two, and these two come in, right? Even though they're not Tchelos strings, but they're functioning like Tchelos strings. Okay? Without the color contrast.
Wait,
okay?
Didn't Rebbe hold that it's Makiv?
Yes.
So he would hold that you couldn't
do that. That's a quote. We'll have to discuss that. But first, let's the Tosfos talk. D.A. Shlachish. Oh, Haim?
Shema, Haim.
Shema. Shema, Haim. Right? So I need, as a minimum, I always need to have two full strings. Okay? So even if you want to hold about ripping, even if you want to hold ripping as kosher, I still need two full strings. Because what do two full strings mean? It's a min shalim.
No, wait. One and one.
That's true. But I can still say I have a min shalim. Yeah.
Oh, you're saying in this case.
Right. Right.
No, it's still having to trim it, but then
see, Joel's a funny guy. Right. See, Joel's picking up on what's so confusing here. In other words, what do I have left? If I rip two of the four white strings, I have four white strings, I rip two of them, what would I say? Do I have two white, or do I have
one
what?
White
and one white lezecher? You're doing well. Yes. Makshim Atosvos. Kolomar. Okay. Now, one second. Already, what it's showing you is that again, you played your card too early. What Zev was pointing out before is exactly the problem. In other words, if you tell me Tchelos and Lavan are Ma'akev with each other, right? So then if I don't have Tchelos anymore, what would you have to say?
No good.
Even if you have all things.
What? Again, listen to what he says. He says, the Mishum Sphirle Dehem Akvin Zed Zed, the Lavan Beli Tchelos, U Tchelos Beli Lavan Have Kichatzi Mitzvah Lo Yatza. Right?
So even if either of
on the right, that would not.
Right, either have everything or nothing. Right, either you have everything or nothing. There's no, meaning there's no mechanism of an expression of your mitzvah tzitzis without both things being present. Okay, keep going. There, don't forget the zecher case. Let's just take the regular case.
And there's no real nothing between the meaning. It's just like you just have a chiyuv to have these two things in your.
Correct, case. Correct. Go on, Kalev. Yeah. So this is a classic procedural kasha. We're going to have to define this a little bit, but a procedural kasha on Tosos, which is that how can Rabbi Natan hold like Rebbe, we passing like Rabbanan, right? It's not like a svara question. It's more like, well, he can't say that because he's lining up like Rebbe, but we don't go like Rebbe, we go like Rabbanan. And Rabbanan holds, they're two separate mitzvahs,
is there
okay?
A svara that results in this question?
Yes. Okay. You'll see. Go on. That's all you close... Right. The Kol Shekhem Rabba, which we don't care about. So skip down a little bit. Vare Rebbe, Yossi Glili Rabo Sharebi, Haya, fine. So he's just showing you logistically why we hold like Rabbanan. Skip down to where he says, okay, Vihine le Rabbanan. Now this is the key. Now if you hold, logically, before reading Tosos, if you hold like Rabbanan, who hold this two separate mitzvos, okay, I know there's a lot of things to juggle here, but it'll get easier. If you hold the two separate mitzvos, okay, then how many strings could be ripped?
All the way.
Kalev, wrong. He says, yes, correct. Vinei the Rabbanan, right?
Vinei the Rabbanan, Alkar, Hakkuligi, Rabbi, the Sphere Lehu, Dafil, Bukut, Echad, Shinifsak, Misal, etc.
So if one string is torn, you're done. Why?
We're only done for that.
But then why is it? But what's the problem with that?
Oh, it's an axiom that we need min shalim to be yotzer mitzvah.
Go on, Kalev. Amazing idea. So there are two separate mitzvos, okay? Tchelos and Lavan are two separate commandments, and one does not help the other. One of the most famous lines in this whole sugya. One doesn't help the other, okay? They're not partners. I don't know. That's the question. I don't mean one helps the other. How does one help the other? Keep going. He says, Kolomar. Matzil Gamasa mentioned Nifsak, right? So it's unbelievable, right? It's like the funniest idea that if I hold this one mitzvah, right? So what can happen is that if I have a min shalim left, okay? Look at the case over there, the one with the check, okay? If I have min shalim and I have two, the other two are ripped, right? The min shalim can, exactly, it saves the, what do you call it, the other one. What the heck does that mean? What do you mean saves it? From what?
From the evil.
Right? Kari. What?
Why should you be your
time? Okay.
Avala Rabbanan, this fear like they have a shtey mitzvos, are in nifsak min echad, vadai, the aim.
Hamin Hasheni. Did you know that? When it's two separate mitzvos, one can't save the other. There's no saving of the other. Okay?
How can one destroy the other? That's the part.
Okay, keep going.
It's
not ma'akiv. Right. Okay. So in order to help us with Rabbi Natan, okay, take a look at this over here. Take a look at this grizz. Do you have this? Here. Here. Okay, listen to this, okay? Listen to the brilliance of the Briscoe Rav, who now, through his insight, we can define now what's going on over here, okay? This is one of those Briscoe Ravs where it's like, this far is right out there for us to get, okay? Kalev, read.
From the beginning?
Yeah, Betosvos. Right, so when it says gardumin, right, it's when I have two full strings remaining, right? Two full strings remaining. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Right? The E.
The E, the gardim trelas, kai lava. The E, gardim lavan, kai trelas.
Mashma.
Mashma, the gardim, yotir, shine, possible.
Good, so far, so good. If I have more than two strings ripped, I have a problem, okay? Right, Vine Shamatosvos. Okay, but Tsarchian. So what he's asking is, what is Tosos talking about here? Kind of like what's bothering you, Oren. I just didn't want to play the card yet, okay? Like, I don't understand. In other words, why not just say four of them are torn? As long as I have enough left to tie a knot, I still have my tzitzis.
Right.
What's bothering Tosfos? Why is Tosfos playing this game of Min Shalim? What does Min Shalim refer to? The length of the string? What does it mean to say Min Shalim? Why doesn't Tosfos just say, if all four are torn, it's still kosher? Or why not say, what do you call it? If one is torn, it's a problem. You understand the extremes? In other words, the Brisker Rav is asking as follows. He's saying, there's two extreme positions in Tosfos, in this way of looking at Garduman. One extreme is to say, all four strings rip, right? Still kosher. Because I still have scissor strings. The other way is to say, if one rips, it's a problem, right? Why? What's this Min Shalim business? Okay? Listen to this. Let's see if you buy this. Get ready for some good Brisker language. V'hanirev et debitzitzis.
V'hanirev et debitzitzis. Yishanei shnei dinim.
That's classic, by the way. You should know this by now. Every great Brisker Svara always comes off with shnei dinim. Okay? There are two. There you go. So if you want to know where I get this from, right here. There are two possibilities, okay? What are the two possibilities? Echad.
Minyan
Sitzis. Good luck with that. Anyone want to take a shot at what that means? I had to read it like three times to figure out what he was talking about. No. See that? I'll put it a little bit differently. I think what you're saying is that the shear of the number of tzitzit strings, right, is four, right, is for the knot. Okay. Again, the number of tzitzit strings required is there to produce the knot, but that's not that number is not for whatever this means. Kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. Okay. So the initial number you require, the strings you require, are there for the purpose of constructing the knot. Okay? And that's what he says. That's what he means when he says, Elish Zeo Din Bechetza. That's what it means, that it's... Right. You need a gedil. You need this. You need this in your tzitzis. You need this, right? Right? This needs how many strings? Let's say 4. Okay? Doubled over to 8. That's what you need. So one shear, one measurement, right, is the amount of strings necessary to produce your gedil. But that has nothing to do with the amount necessary for your kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. What's kiyum mitzvah tzitzis? I have no idea. What does that mean? Okay, keep going. No. Yeah. So the second halakha is that there's an amount you need, right, for the kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. To translate literally, there's an amount you need for the fulfillment of the obligation of tzitzis. Again, understand, this sounds like a lot of words, okay? And it doesn't make any sense at first. Not even the length. I know it's so tempting to say that. You want to say that. You want to say it's referring to this. That's not what he's saying. He's saying one thing is there's the number required for the knots, and there's another a number requirement for this. This. The whole thing. Okay? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so in the kiyum mitzvah tzitzis, right, there's a mitzvah tchela, so to speak, a mitzvah slavon, okay? And your kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. What's the shear of the kiyum mitzvah tzitzis? I must have what? Let's take one to Rebbe. I must have min tcheles and min lavan. One more time, okay? There's the amount required for the knot. That's a din of the chetza, right? How many strings do I need for the knot?
Four,
okay? Doubled over to 8. There's something called a shear kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. There's the amount I need for the fulfillment of the mitzvah tzitzis. I haven't explained what that is completely. How many strings do I need for that?
Two.
No. What? Put it the right way. There you go. Of both minim. I need a min tcheles and a min lavan. Okay? Now, of course, each min happens to be... What's the minimum shear of strings to make a min?
Two.
Two. What? Well, what? Well, right. So, no, two.
Two
folded over. It's going to be 8 total, right? Right. So it happens to be an unbelievable coincidence, right? It's a coincidence that you know what I'm saying, right? It's a coincidence that the amount of strings you require for the chefza of the gedil happens to be the same amount that you need for the kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. You see, what you have to appreciate what he's doing right now is that it sounds like he's creating two completely different pathways of tzitzis. Now he has to bring them together. Well, we're going to have to bring them together. Just do a little further. So he says, Dilma... I'm sorry. Right? Yeah. Okay, well, let's just stop. Okay. What the heck is he talking about? What is he talking about? What is he talking about?
Instead of dividing a bit by knot, you're dividing it based on knot versus strain.
Good. First step is that when you look at the knot has no interest in min, right? There's no idea of a type of string. There's simply, I need a quantity of strings. I can't speak of an entity of a knot without a certain number of strings, right? There's no knot to speak of until I have a number of strings here, okay? That's one idea. To the point where we even argue that the strings themselves, qua string,
get... They don't express min until they leave the knot.
Okay. You're like two sugyas ahead, all right? He happens to be right. Save this one for later. But he happens to be right because that's going to be... That idea is the reason why these were set up this way. Because what happens is you go from knot, right, to min, to knot, to min. Okay? Okay. But you're not ready for that yet, okay? But going a little further back from what he's saying, so one idea is that there's a quantity of strings required, right, to create the entity of a knot. I cannot have a knot without eight strings, or four strings, okay? That's, okay, good. That's the easy part, okay? Okay. That's axiomatic, okay? No, you need, we know you need eight strings, or four strings, right? And this knot cannot come into existence until I double over and knot it, right? So there's no good deal to speak of, okay? So obviously, from that perspective, right, if I was missing one of the four strings, right, can I have a good deal?
No.
Of course not. There's no good deal to speak of. There's no knot if I'm missing one of the four. But that's a quantitative idea. That's simply in the amount of strings required. That's one framework of tzitzis. One framework of tzitzis is these knots, right? The strings are here to make knots, okay? Okay. What's the other framework, though?
Strings.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Now you could bring in that point you made yesterday that I shut you up about and said you played your card too early. Now you could bring it in. But what's the other part of tzitzis? The gedil has nothing to do with what? Right, gedil has nothing to do with urisim oso, right? You don't see from the knots uzchartem eskol mitzvos Hashem. You see this, because it's this. This whole thing is urisim oso, okay? But urisim oso is an idea in what? In... No. Okay, it is... Yes, it is producing a state in the Gavra. But what it means is that Urisim Oso only makes sense in the context of Minim, right? Of having a blue min and a white min, okay? And that is expressed throughout the entire length of these tzitzis. You understand? It's not just here. It's throughout the entire thing. From the point here to here, there's another framework. There's the Urisim Oso framework, okay? It's a funny system that God set up. He set up a structural tzitzis, which is these knots. And then we'd call more of like a functional tzitzis, which is the blue and white. And they work together, okay? It happens to be, Zev is right, that the structure precedes the Shir Kiyam Mitzvah.
Yeah.
Right? In other words, in a relationship, I can't speak.
It's necessary for the...
Right, exactly. I can't get to that point without that.
Well, that's the connection.
It is
exactly.
Cause.
Exactly. What?
It's the first cause.
Yes, yes. Okay. Right, so what does that mean? You have to know the Tosfos before to know this. You didn't see the Tosfos before. All right, keep going. I'll explain in a second. Tirtzu. Terutzim. Answers. Two answers. Echad. The Sheni. Right. The Kaddish Tvei. Now here's the key line. The Lekiyam.
The Lekiyam was Lavan.
Ukemochen. Right. So I need what am I saying? Rock the Dinhu Bechetza. So when I make the gedil, even if it was torn, that's not a problem because how many tzitzis do I? How many strings do I have? Eight. So even if the string were torn, mipi the gedil, there's no problem whatsoever because the knot, as long as I have eight total strings in that knot, do I still have a knot? Yes. So gardum would not even be an issue. They can only express as an issue where. in Orisa Mazal. Keep going.
Aval Shir, history of the Kiyum Mitzvah, Alzel Lo Mehani Gardumin, Lefikach Tzarek Shish Arush Ne Shleimim, Mishum Shishir Kiyum Mitzvah.
Have Shte Tzitzis. Stop. Right? So the address of Gardumin only affects what? Only affects the min, right? So this is what he's trying to explain. He's trying to show you that what Tosos is saying is that in order to, when we speak about Gardumin, right? So if I was missing an entire string, right? From my four. Let's say I was down to three, right? The psul's what in what?
Me.
No.
Well, both.
Oh, both. You can't have a
color
framework. You can't create a
gadya. Oh, okay, fine. That's true.
Well, if Gardumin is good enough for the deal, then you have a deal regardless.
Well, okay, the point I'm trying to get... Darius happens to be technically right, but the point I'm trying to get across is that the address for Gardumin is not in the gadil. The address for Gardumin is in the urisim, so in the shir kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. So that's what's bothering Tosos. Tosos is saying... The only time it's going to be a problem, right, is when I don't have min shalem. That's not a problem in the structure of the tzitzis. It's not a structural problem. It's simply insofar as the presentation of this entire entity. Not that these strings are long, right? It's not that they're long, but what am I missing if two of them are short, right? What's lacking?
Orisa
Maso. Because I can't say this complete object here, a complete entity, is one of Orisa Maso. There's a defect in that, but not in the gadil. The gadil's not a...